Okay, we went to a quiz night.
We did.
Yay! Because we like do quiz nights because it's fun.
And we went to this one because we enjoyed it so much last year. It was the second quiz night run by the City of Small Gods.
Yep.
Who are like a Terry Pratchett fan club.
Yes.
As you could tell by the name.
I don't think they've got any rare unsigned copies of his novels, but that's still all right.
Yeah. And it was held in the same place as last year, this little bowling club out in the suburbs. And as before, it ran to time.
It did. That
which is always a shock. It had strange little games in the middle, which we kind of...
Ignored. And of course, there was a masquerade on.
Yes, they always do their masquerade.
But and Caitlin, who would have been commenting on it had she been here, went quite well in the masquerade.
Now, what was she dressed as?
A character from Homestuck.
What on earth is that? I never could work that out.
It's a webcomic.
Oh, okay, thank you.
It's the longest... I think it's the longest webcomic ever written or something. As in longer than War and Peace and anything else.
You know. There's a nodding head at the end of the table here.
Yes, the person who isn't actually here.
It's actually quite good, but it has a very strong fan group of fans. Very, very dedicated. So you go to any science fiction... There'll be this Homestuck people who'll get together doing their costumes. And they're considered, you know, you have your fanish order. And right down the bottom, you've got your Harry Potter fans and so on. And then below them is where the Homestuck fans stick in.
Okay.
Which is sad because it's actually really a cool copy.
Okay. But it was a good quiz night.
It was.
An interesting array of questions. Some interesting table puzzles.
Yes.
To deal with.
Yes.
Including the Where's Wally one where you had to figure out... They put Wally in various film sequences and you had to figure out exactly where Wally was.
But they either weren't really clear on how specific they wanted to be or I ignored that entirely. But seeing as I'm pedantic, that kind of helped, I think.
What I like about these ones is that, you know, set up as a genre one and it actually is genre questions.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so many other science fiction ones where you think we're going to science fiction and comics questions and you get history and then politics and then sport and then one round of genre and then back to history.
Yeah.
They know that we're there for genre, and that was good.
Yep.
The costumes were good.
The costumes were always fun.
Though I have to just...
And Medge ended up as...
The Inquisition.
You know,
and glorious
Starlet. They should have won. I'm sorry, I don't actually agree. I didn't agree with their decision on who won.
What, Tweedledum and Tweedledee?
No.
Well, honestly, no one expected the Spanish Inquisition to win.
But they were so much better. They had clearly put lots of effort into their costumes.
It was a great costume.
And it was the same thing last year. The person who
I'm jealous of the costumes because I want a costume like that. I could wear that anywhere, you know, teaching, whatever. No one would expect it. It'd be great. I'm really for it.
But it's a really entertaining quiz night. If you happen to live in Adelaide, you should go. Clearly, it's going to be in October, I assume.
It looks like a regular event.
But you can't be allowed to beat us because we won this year.
Yes.
So we're very happy.
And the prizes are epically good at that one. So it was good.
Yes, I've restocked my red wine collection.
Lovely.
I'm happy. I've even got some books this time as well.
Yes, there were books and Lego figures and vouchers. And
vouchers for gaming stuff.
Coffee. I've got a whole pile of coffee sitting in my fridge. Excellent.
Yeah. And no My Little Pony stuff this time around, which
yes,
I meant it was.
You got a ring.
Oh, yes, other than the single ring. But I had one of those rings last time. I still have my Little Pony posters from last time.
Okay, fair enough.
I am embarrassed I missed the
question. They were booked out solid, so if you are going next year, book early.
Yep.
And
it's well worth the effort.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Excellent quiz night. Very entertaining.